Welcome to the godshow.us daily. Technical difficulties in the arena of the soul tonight, folks. The lights just flickered. The question stepped through the smoke anyway. It showed up wearing a parent's face and a child's hands. One question. 15. Wisdom traditions. Nobody gets a trophy. The fighting starts now.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, does watching your kid finally get what they wanted make you proud, or just scared you taught them to need it? Two different people send this question tonight and want opposite answers. One is a parent at a birthday party, face open, phone out, filming the moment, hoping someone tells them the pride is clean. The other is standing in a parking lot outside a funeral reception, watching their own grown kid laugh too easily at the food table, wondering when that kid stopped being able to stay in a hard room. Same question. Opposite prayers. Does watching your kid get what they wanted make you proud? Or just scared? Buddhism doesn't split pride and fear into two feelings. It says they bloom from the same root. One self looking at itself and flinching. And then it does something I wasn't expecting. It tells you to watch your kid's face in the specific second before the having closes around the thing. There's a small, still opening right there before the next want rises. And it says that's the part you actually love, not the getting, that tiny, unguarded second.
That is either beautiful or a gut punch, because it means the thing you love about the moment is the moment right before it. Buddhism is basically saying your kid's joy has a half-life of about 3 seconds and you film the wrong part.
Zen says the exact same thing, but ruder. It says your kid tore open the box, felt it fully for 3 seconds, and moved on. And you're the one still standing there holding the wrapping paper, turning the question over like it's yours to solve. Zen is not being mean, but it is being accurate. The child already let it go. The parent is the one with the unfinished business.
Stoicism also has very little patience for the fear side of this. It says, yes, you taught them to want. That's done. It happened. Move on. What's not done is whether the wanting was anchored to virtue or just to acquisition. Fear is noise. What you modeled while they were watching you. Yes, that's the actual audit. Judge your hunger, not theirs.
This is where traditions split hard. Islam and Hinduism both reach for the same image, yakshir, the parent as instrument, not author. Islam says you were the hand the gift moved through. Hinduism goes to Arjuna watching his son enter a battle formation with no exit, love and dread, as the same fist around the same chest. And it says the child's longing was never yours to plant or uproot. You are the field. The rain comes through you. That is a completely different claim than Stoicism. Stoicism says model better. Islam and Hinduism say you were never the source.
Existentialism disagrees with all of them, and it's not quiet about it. It says every choice to comfort or withhold, to praise or stay silent, yours, made freely, made in the dark. And now you're feeling something closer to vertigo than pride, because you can't blame instinct or your own parents or love itself for the particular hunger you shaped in someone who had no say in being shaped. That's a much harder room to stand in than you were just the instrument.
The pop culture oracle went to Up Tonight, the Carl Fredrickson, 10,000 balloons, the whole house floating to Paradise Falls, and pointed at the moment you realize you might have accidentally taught Russell that adventure is the destination rather than the old man sitting on the porch. The oracle's point is actually sharp. The balloons were never the problem. You were always the point. Judaism gets there differently. It says, watch your kids' hands when they hold the thing. Are they gripping or resting? That's not your parenting you're reading. That's them. And the fear that you taught them to need is just love refusing to take credit for what it built. If you're the parent standing in that parking lot, not the one filming the birthday, the other one, the one who's been carrying the harder version of this question, Sufism has something specific for you. It says the fear you feel When their face opens with having, that tightening, that's the love, not its shadow. Come back tomorrow.
The lights are back on in the arena of the soul, folks. The question went the distance. Didn't need a decision. It needed 15 traditions and a parent holding wrapping paper in an empty room. That is what happened here tonight. The GodShow.us is free. It is daily. It is multilingual. And it runs entirely on people who care enough to support it. Find out how it's at TheGodShow.us. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The wrapping paper is still on the floor. The kid is already in the next room. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.